Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
I don't know that you necessarily have to trade Giles right now if you think he's salvageable. And if he's salvageable, you send him down, which is what they did. And if he's not, then you trade him. But I think we'll send him down there, and hopefully he'll get his head right and have some success and learn to quit being such a little baby. I think that's the main thing. We need to get him a sports psychologist because that guy's got issues.
And would you prefer Joe Johnson to play over Carmelo Anthony?
No, I think Joe Johnson's done.
He really didn't offer anything at all down the stretch for the Rockets.
No, he can't shoot anymore, and that's something that he was heavily relied on. And I just don't think that he's – I mean, he's 37 years old. He really doesn't bring anything to the table. I think they just signed him after he got bought out because maybe they were like, okay, maybe if he hits, it's a low gamble, and if he doesn't, it doesn't hurt the team.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780, ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975, at Producer T. Scott. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and you can watch us on live stream. Just go to ESPN975.com, click on Watch Us Live, and you can join the other 20 people who are watching Jong Lee, whose Batman is very prominent on the back of his computer. That's what I'm going to sell the back of my computer so that people can, it's like free. It'll be advertising.
Yeah. I really like this thing.
It does. It looks cool. Actually. Yeah. It's from that camera angle. Missed the first 2 hours. Lots of great stuff. Jong filling in today for AJ, doing a great job. It's all available at podcastarena.com, including the last 30 minutes with RJ Bell, where
we talked through absolutely nothing about gambling. No, except it was a couple questions.
Yeah, we got a couple in there at the end, but that's okay. I mean, it's that time of year, and I enjoy having those kind of conversations with RJ. And Eric mentioned something, said, I think the fact that Fred came from a dying industry and knows more about the pitfalls of falling behind the wave of progress, and I think it shows when you compare the entire Gal Empire to the other stations in Houston. There were a lot of things. The one difference here is, I won't get too much into it other than that David Gal sees the future really well and where we need to be going and the things that we need to be getting involved in. And my old place didn't. And it was, and it's unfortunate because there was a stretch there where newspapers controlled everything. And, and I think ESPN's kind of going through that a little bit now where, oh, suddenly you're not making as much money and suddenly you're not just printing money. And, and I think ESPN's done a better job of finding ways to continue to get their content out there, including charging me for that damn ESPN Plus, but which is really slow, by the way. It hangs up all the time when I'm watching games. But I think that's part of it. You have to stay ahead of the game. And I think there's a couple businesses that we have that, frankly, I think we're about 8 years ahead of where, like, I think our audiobook business 8 years from now is going to be a monster. And, right now it does well, but I think that's something that is way ahead of the curve. But we'll see. We're always going to keep trying stuff. And it's, like I said, David's great about that. He's, always looking forward. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And Drunk Bevo asks, is college betting guy coming back? We'll have Brad on in the fall, right?
Yeah. He hasn't said anything otherwise. But, let's see. College football is, 2 months away?
It's getting close, though. But we'll definitely try to have Brad on again Thursday. That's always one of my favorite segments, and have RJ on Friday. And said I do like the idea of a 30-minute Blitz podcast handicapping this week's games. Quit putting so much extra work on me. RJ and I hopefully will be doing the pregame line again, which was on the network and was a very popular podcast here. So I know he's down for it. It's just a matter of where we can place it on the network.
I have a college football question for you. Ever since U of H made those couple hires, I've stopped wearing U of H gear. The only thing I use is my Yeti cup, which has a U of H logo on it. But in terms of t-shirts, in terms of even my Twitter color scheme, for the last couple of years was that red, the U of H red. I changed it to an Astros orange, close to when they were, you know, on that World Series run. But my question is, does college football, is it less exciting for you? Because for me, it is, because I'm so disappointed what they're doing over there in Cullen with coaching hires and them not to even address the heads of U of H over there at the athletic department, not to even address these hires kind of disappoints me. And I feel like for me, college football is the anticipation for college football. I don't get that excitement for kickoff because of what's happened over there at U of H.
I understand that. I'm a little different because I just love, I love watching great college football. So, I mean, I always pay attention to what UH is doing. I'd watch every game. I'm kind of the same way. I'm not wearing any UH gear or any of that stuff anymore. And I, you know, I would love to go see him play Kevin Sumlin and Khalil Tate. And I don't think I'm going to do it because I don't really want to support those hires with my money. And, you know, I'll watch it on TV and I'll keep up because I have to, but I enjoy watching, you know, because college football has so many great different offenses and it's so creative in terms of play calling that I watch a ton of college football. So it's not just that really hasn't, and 281 says, it sounds like me as a Baylor fan. Yeah, I get it. You know, I really do. Because as far as UH is concerned, I'm not that much interested, but I am very interested to see what Jimbo's going to do at A&M. I'm interested to see what Tom Herman can do at UT this year, if they're going to be better. I want to see what happens at LSU with another year of Orgeron. Does the decline continue? And, you know, I want to see if this kid at West Virginia is as good a quarterback as everybody says. So I have a lot of, and I'll probably bet on some games too. So I have a lot more interest than just that, but I sure understand it. And yeah, I have almost no enthusiasm for UH football right now.
No, I have zero. And they can put up 70 points a game. I still won't watch because you could have found an offensive coordinator that could give you what, like 2 points less per game than just, you know, than Briles. And I don't know. It makes me infuriate. I have a lot of love for that university, and I enjoyed covering that team when I was there. I know a couple of people in the athletic department that has nothing to do with any of these decisions, and I just feel bad, and I feel like the only thing that I can do is not watch games, not go to games, and not purchase any memorabilia or t-shirts or anything like that, and just outwardly disagree with the hires as it's happening. So I don't know what else to do. I'll still continue to watch college football. Like I'll get together with my friends, and then, you know, they're UT and A&M fans, so I'll continue to watch Big 12 and SEC games. But it's just the excitement is, for me, isn't there as much as it should be leading up to college football.
281 says, y'all sounding like some fair weather U of H fans, straight up. If you obviously have never listened to the show, or you're just a dumb if you think that.
Okay, just because I don't condone rape, that rape culture, okay. Keep supporting those people that hired people that were there for the Baylor rape scandal.
Yeah, I mean, I'll watch the games because I have to. But, and I do feel like, you know, the basketball team deserves my support. But, yeah, I don't know. I can't condone it. I'm not going to, you know, for one thing, that might have been the dumbest text that I've seen all year.
Anything to win, right?
Yeah, I've never been about the anything to win mentality. I was critical of Baylor when they did it, so I would be a complete hypocrite if I weren't critical of it now. And I'm not, you know, I may be fair weather, but I'm damn sure not a hypocrite. I'll tell you how fair weather I was. I was sitting in during that damn 0-11 season in my season tickets with two other people in the entire section. And then when they beat Louisville and it was like 12 degrees, you had to go out to your car to warm up. Yeah, but that's fair weather. Suck it, texter. All right, we come back. The 5 worst hair band songs of all time as the gem of the day. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. He'll be back Monday with who's filling in Monday for me?
Matt Jackson.
Matt Jackson Monday, Barry Tuesday.
John Granato Wednesday, and then Jerome to finish off the week Thursday and Friday.
Pretty good group.
Yeah.
Before we get to this, John is that is spot on as a Baylor grad. It's absolutely gut-wrenching. I'm not near as much a fan anymore, but it's made me appreciate the Astros and Deshaun Watson / Watt. And, yeah, I would just say, and I believe me, I've had a lot of conversations with friends of mine that I've gone to games with for years at UH, and they're going to keep going, and I'm not. And if that makes me not a fan, then, yeah, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of rapists.
Yeah, Eugene on Twitter tweeted me and saying that he agrees with me on the U of H issue. He says he felt the same when he heard about the hire. So,
and the reality is, there's a lot of things that there's a luncheon that I always emceed every year for UH. I didn't do it this year. It's the first time I've just flat out said no, and I don't want to associate with that, and I'm not gonna. And that's okay. There's people who are like, oh, you deserve a second chance. And that's fine. That's your opinion. For me, for how I look at it, I'm not going to support them at all. While winning is more important than what was done to those young women at Baylor, And that's just how I feel about it. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. I have compiled the definitive list of the five worst hair metal songs ever. And I'm curious of these, which ones that you guys have heard. First, I'm going to give you the two very near misses that made the honorable or dishonorable mention list, I would say. More Than Words by Extreme. Have you guys heard that one?
It doesn't sound like the title doesn't sound familiar, but if you play it, I might.
You would have heard it. Yeah.
You would know it if you hear it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's awful. And also making the dishonorable mention list is a song called Damn Yankees by a band called Damn Yankees that was a combination of Tommy Shaw and Ted Nugent.
Oh.
It was also on the album Damn Yankees.
Yes. Like they couldn't get enough of the Damn Yankees. They wrote a song about themselves. So that one just missed. But number five on the list, and I know you guys have heard this because it actually made like some best of lists, and I don't know how. Sister Christian by Night Ranger. You've never heard this, John?
No.
Tyler's heard it. It's one of the worst songs ever. So that's number five on my list. All right, now we're moving to number four, where the idea of a Christian rock band is... In my mind, that's not possible. It doesn't work.
Typically, so, no.
No, I mean the whole sex, drugs, and rock and roll thing doesn't really go with Christianity. And listen, I'm a fan of Christianity. I'm a fan of rock and roll. I'm also a fan of peanut butter and beer, and I don't want those two to go together. They just don't make no sense, right?
Except in a stout, a peanut butter stout.
Yeah, that's fine. But I'm going to take a jar of peanut butter. I'm not going to pour
like a Coors Light,
and then pour beer into it and then start eating it. There's definitely a contradiction. But there was a band called Striper, and this song was called To Hell with the Devil.
I haven't heard this. This is bad, though.
Oh, listen to the lyrics. It's even worse.
Yeah,
this is truly off. And now let me also couch this by saying I did buy all these albums back in the day. I did pay for them. I helped support this. Shame on me. Number three on the list, there's a band called White Lion that had a guitarist, Vito Bratta, who was fantastic. And they actually had a couple of pretty good songs, but they had to do the power ballad. And they did this little thing called When the Children Cry.
computer froze. Sorry.
Oh.
Here we go. Maybe.
Really? Really, Tyler?
sing it for me.
It's out of my hands.
No, I'm not going to sing it. I had this whole thing planned.
I have them all queued up. And they're, okay. It's just, it
so, all right. Well, you let me know when it's ready again. But basically, the song was called When the Children Cry. It was a really awful ballad. That's not it. Oh, here you go.
Yeah, oh, there's an intro to this.
Yeah. I mean, the guitar works pretty good. Don't get me wrong. That guy could play. But the lyrics, the singing, he tries to make this sound so sad that the children are crying.
It's pretty bad.
Can you hear the emotion in his voice?
Yeah.
Yeah. So When the Children Cry is only when they hear this song by White Lion. That's number three on the list. Number two, I know you've heard this band. Also a band that I bought the album. I still listen to some of their stuff. I'm not going to lie.
Like, so these bands and songs, why did you buy the album?
Because I was in the hair metal at the time.
Oh, okay.
Now, to be fair, some of these songs, but these were all released as singles, too. That's
okay.
I want to clarify that, because some of them were on albums that I bought that had actually songs that were good. Well, not good, but suck less than this. But this one, I can't remember, a couple weeks ago, somebody tweeted out that they thought this was the worst song ever, and I started listening to it again, and it makes no sense, and it's Unskinny Bop by Poison. First off, what is unskinny? You can't just say fat. You're just going to make words up?
They're wearing like suit jackets and ties. Like, this is bad.
Yeah.
80s fashion or 80s hair metal fashion is just terrible.
Yeah, I have no idea what this is about. It makes no sense. And it's number two on the list. Number one, and this band, we could have chose any one of three songs from them, and they could have made the list. And their initial bit was they used a chainsaw for a guitar riff.
What?
Yeah, in a song called Lumberjackal, which you might want to go out with that so John can hear what it sounds like. And then they had one called Down on Me, which is exactly what you think it's about.
Oh,
but this one is the worst because they only say the same three lyrics over and over and over, and his voice is incredibly annoying, and it's just a terrible song. It's called Dirty Little Mind by Jackal, and good luck finding other lyrics. Yeah, this is awful. It's dirty. It's a dirty little mind. I bet you didn't know that yet. And there's one part of the song where he just goes, dirty little mind, dirty little mind, dirty little... it sounds like the dwarves from Snow White. That is so awful. I'm so embarrassed that was my era. There was some good stuff, but that was not it. So, there you go. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, that was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. It's officially Girls Day in the name game. We'll call two names, girls' names. And if one of those is your name, you try to be the first caller and the winner of the prize. Since it's a special day for the ladies, we're giving away three prizes today, courtesy of the Ann Werma Group. Real people World can, Real People World can put your logo on almost anything. Learn more about customizing products for your company at annwormagroup.com. We're doing the last of the three giveaways today. How about that? We're looking for a Gabriella or Natalie to call the show. Be the first caller now at 713-780-3776 to win a pink Yeti Tundra 50 cooler. Gabriella or Natalie? So Gabs works.
And they have to, you have to ask them, you have to vet them.
Yeah.
Tyler, vet them to see if they have a dirty little mind.
Yeah. I don't know about that. Gabriella or Natalie? So if you have a girlfriend with one of those names, you might want to let them know to call right now. 703. Damn, I kind of liked Unskinny Bob. The rest sucked. I am old. I'm with you, brother. I liked them at the time. That's what, that's so much of this crap now I listen to. How did I like this? What on earth was I thinking? How stoned was I?
Well, we all have our guilty pleasures.
It's not a pleasure anymore. So.
Well, I mean, at the time, you thought, you probably thought it was kind of cool.
But you're still guilty for liking it.
Here's your chainsaw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right, let's go to break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Hey Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And Ronnie James Dio. Thank you for that, because that got me away from...
I had to make up for
whatever
that was.
And sometimes I just, I like to go off the beaten path a little bit. It's not for everybody, but that's all right. Neither is the show. Tell you what else is apparently not for everybody. Attractive women. FIFA wants broadcasters to show fewer images of attractive women at games. Apparently, now I remember Getty Images got all that criticism for having their gallery of babes. But FIFA diversity chief Federico Adeichi says soccer's world body will talk with national broadcasters and its own TV production team. It arose on in a review of their anti-discrimination program in Russia. Monitors identified sexist incidents, including fans harassing female broadcasters, as having been a bigger problem so far than acts of racism. Fans harassing female broadcasters while they worked were among about 30 cases of sexism on the streets reported to FIFA by the Fair Network. Okay, I'm not a smart, I don't pretend to be, but how does that translate to let's not show attractive women on TV?
It doesn't. I'm against the latter that you just said, but the former, I mean, if it's going to help you get ratings, I wouldn't mind it. And I guess the other thing is that a lot of people complaining that the Premier League and that kind of stuff, they don't do that kind of stuff. But yeah, I mean, you're dealing with a different, different network. I guess not a network. I guess it's a more of a FIFA decision than a Fox decision here in the United States. But I mean, if it helps you bring more eyes to the game, I'm all for it.
If I'm Fox and they try to tell me something like that,
off.
It's like, hey, you know what? You cashed the check. I didn't get the U.S. air. Screw you.
Yeah.
I'm showing women. That's what our audience wants to see. But I don't know how one has anything to do with the other.
No, it doesn't.
That fans are harassing female broadcasters, so let's not show attractive women on the games. I don't get that one.
I think they're just trying to find an excuse to kind of strengthen their, I guess, argument to not do that anymore. Because I can't remember this has never been an issue, right? Like every World Cup, there's been articles written about how, this is the babe of the World Cup, or Colombia has the hottest women of the World Cup and that kind of thing.
And the largest penises we know. I don't quite get that. I also don't quite get Henry Cavill.
Oh, yeah, this is bad.
Well, first off, let me just throw this in there, and then I'll let you tell the people about this one. But I watched Justice League again the other day. It's better than I remembered it.
It
wasn't awful. It really wasn't.
It's not as good as it should have been.
Yeah.
The whole Martha thing was a bad way to turn the movie. I think he could have done a better job of building up the tension and the, I guess the motivation for Batman seemed a little weird. I could see it just didn't, the turning of the movie didn't feel, that's my biggest beef with the movie. Like the whole Martha thing was completely dumb.
I think if they had brought Superman back a little sooner and had that arc last a little longer.
Oh, I'm thinking Batman versus Superman. Yeah. Yeah. Justice League. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
You confused me a little bit there. Like,
I think they should have just, they should have never shortened the movie. I think if you give a proper backstory to your new characters, I think it would have been fine. The biggest mistake that they did was they shot Justice League right, like literally a month after, like a month or two after Batman vs Superman before it came out. So they didn't, they weren't ready for like the critics like saying like this was what was wrong with Batman vs Superman. Instead of what they should have really done was after Batman vs Superman, they should have went to a Flash movie and then went to maybe a Wonder Woman 2 and then went to a Batman movie and then built your way up to the Justice League movie. Instead, they kind of did the opposite, and a lot of people didn't really care about the Flash and Cyborg. They kind of cared about Wonder Woman because she was already established in the universe, and same with Batman, where Batman wasn't really established either. But the other than that, and that and the dark tone of the movie, I guess didn't really fit with what people really wanted and that kind of thing. So it's just kind of snowballed.
See, I kind of liked it though. The more I watch it, the more I like it. The only thing is that I wish Superman had kind of come back a little bit sooner and maybe extend that arc a little bit. And I wanted Batman to bang Wonder Woman. That I needed to see.
I wouldn't have mind a 3-hour movie if it was good.
Yeah.
If you established both Flash and Cyborg in a 3-hour movie, but for some reason the studio execs thought that they needed to keep it under a certain amount of time, and that led to and then you're changing directors in the middle of a movie, which is never good.
That's worked like in the history of once.
Yeah,
I think it worked for Ant-Man.
Yeah, but that was
the only time it actually worked.
But they changed directors so early on to where they could recover. Yeah. Like the entire movie was Peyton Reed, who was the director, but and then they got it to where it was early on, and he kind of was able to change the direction of the movie. But this, they changed it when they were almost done with the damn thing, and then they came in and did massive reshoots for the movie, and then you had the whole mustache thing with Henry Cavill, which is really bad, and then you had a tone switch, and then you had a weird color switch in the middle of the movie. Like everything was like ramped up to a bright color, and the very end of the movie, like it looked like a very like reddish feel to it. It's just, I don't know. It's not as bad. If I were to give it a score, I would say it would be between a 7.1 and a 7.5. It's not as bad as critics kind of panned it to be.
Well, what about Henry Cavill's remarks? Were they as bad as critics panned them? Because he had to apologize to the Me Too people today.
Well, he shouldn't have said it to begin with. Like, he kind of came out and said he's afraid to date because he didn't want to be called a rapist.
Here's what he said. There's something wonderful about a man chasing a woman. There's a traditional approach to that, which is nice. I think a woman should be wooed and chased, but maybe I'm old-fashioned for thinking that. Nothing wrong with that. Now, chased...
You got to do it in a British accent.
Well, that's true. I should. But chasing them, as long as you mean like pursuit, not actually physically chasing them down.
He is a giant human being.
Yeah, he is. He says it's very difficult to do that if there are certain rules in place. Because then it's like, well, I don't want to go up and talk to her because I'm going to be called a rapist or something. So you're like, forget it. I'm going to call an ex-girlfriend instead and just go back to a relationship, which never really worked. But it's way safer than casting myself into the fires of hell because I'm someone in the public eye. And if I go and flirt with someone, then who knows what's going to happen?
Oh.
And then, of course, the Me Too people went after him. And
I wonder if, like Nick was telling me earlier, we were talking about this, that Henry Cavill actually has a almost like a Jeter-esque history.
Oh.
And I don't know whether or not any of that is going to come out, or if he's ever done anything kind of weird, or maybe somebody kind of accuses him of like the Aziz Ansari thing. I don't know if that would play into it, but
that dude, that's a handsome dude though.
That is a handsome
Superman
dude.
And he's rich. So, On Friday, he released a statement saying, having seen the reaction to an article in particular about my feelings on dating and the Me Too movement, I just wanted to apologize for any confusion and misunderstanding that this may have created. Insensitivity was absolutely not my intention. In light of this, I would just like to clarify and confirm that I have always and will continue to hold women in the highest regard, no matter the type of relationship, whether it be friendship, professional, or a significant other. Never would I intend to disrespect in any way, shape, or form. This experience has taught me a valuable lesson as to the context and the nuance of editorial liberties. I look forward to clarifying my position in the future towards a subject that is so vitally important and in which I wholeheartedly support. I don't know who wrote that for him, but it didn't sound like his actual comments. It would have been easy to take those out of context, though. I mean, who knows?
Yeah, but if you're Henry Cavill, you should just... I would keep everything very PC. Like, you have to. You can't... There's no good for you to come out and say otherwise, right? There's no... What do you have to gain? There's nothing to gain for you, if you're Henry Cavill, to say something like... To say, I guess, whatever you're feeling, right? That he couldn't have made a worse statement than he did.
Well, he could have said, I
did rape somebody.
Yeah, he could have said something worse. Sure. So I would go talk to her, but I'd probably rape her. That would be worse. Yeah. So I think he was drinking a little bit at the time. And if he was, he probably should have had some Thrive, because then he would have woke up the next morning and he would have felt so much better. Thrive Plus is fantastic. Number one question I get all the time from my friends: hey, Fred, does that Thrive Plus work? Yes, it does. And you guys know I like to have a drink every now and then. Well, all the time. And guess what's going with me to Canada? Bottle of Thrive Plus. Because every time I drink, I take 3 capsules at the end of the night, and it makes all the difference in the world. 3 capsules, $1 a capsule. So for $3, you're going to feel 50% better the next day. And if you don't, they're going to give you your money back. And listen, this stuff is awesome. And the guys who came up with it are geniuses. The founder, Brooks, is a Princeton graduate. Great guy. They've got 5 PhDs on their team. And the best part is they're all based right here in Houston. So if you order before 4 o'clock today or any day, you're going to get the product on your doorstep the next day. It's very simple. You just go to Thrive. To order Thrive Plus, you go to DecideThrive.com. That's DecideThrive.com. They're also on Amazon, so you want to do it that way. Just search Thrive Plus on Amazon. I don't drink without Thrive Plus, and neither should you. DecideThrive.com. Decide to use Thrive right now.